This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, got a lot of feedback that we'll get caught up on. But Scott, today is Canada Day. Happy Canada Day to our Canadian listeners out there, and happy Canada Day to all my relatives who literally go from one side of Canada to the other.
They're all over the place.
They are all over the place. That country is just rotten with my relatives. From Victoria, British Columbia on one side to Antigonish, Nova Scotia on the other.
Where?
Antigonish, Nova Scotia.
Antigonish.
Have you not heard of Antigonish?
No, I've heard of the actress Annabelle Gish.
Yeah, different thing.
Okay.
Antigonish is a small town in Nova Scotia where St. Evex University is.
Are there any big towns other than Halifax in Nova Scotia?
I don't know if
Halifax is all that big, but it's the one I know.
Does New Glasgow count?
Nope.
No? Then I got nothing. I'm down with it. My mom grew up in St. John, New Brunswick, and I still have relatives there. Shout out Mary Eileen and Greg, new guy. And her son plays hockey. He was playing for Charlottetown of the Quebec Major Junior League. He's a goalie, Charlottetown, sorry. But now he is in, I got to find the place because it's a great name place. I can't think of the name, but he's playing somewhere else.
Better than Baba Ganoush?
Baba Ganoush?
Or I'm sorry, what was it called?
Antigonish.
Oh, Antigonish.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So he's playing Quebec Major Junior Hockey. I got Ottawa. Mowing Goosh.
Yeah.
Ottawa. I got cousin Mikey in Toronto, Randy in Ottawa. But anyway, so I got relatives.
You got them all over the place. Yeah. It's no coincidence, by the way, that Canada Day falls on the first day of NHL free agency.
Seems appropriate, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
So today, and we've done a lot of different stuff on Canada Day over the years. What's the best place in Canada to visit? What's your favorite place in Canada to go to? Because, you know, I've had a chance to go all over, and I really do like the East Coast. I mean, we did a big family thing on Prince Edward Island, and it was awesome. It was really, really cool, and that was great. But last summer, we went to visit. We kind of do every 2 years, everybody gets together, and one of the cousins hosts, and it was my cousin Colleen and her husband, Big Mountie, and it was, you know, he's on the Canadian Mounted Police, and he's 6'7" tall.
Oh, that's a big Mountie.
So his name is Big Mountie. We went to some place on Vancouver Island, a little area called Parkville. It was beautiful. I have a couple dream destinations in Canada. Okay.
Well, you know, I've got at least one dream destination.
And Gator, where would that perhaps be?
Little town in Alberta. It's called. I've never been to Banff. I've only been to basically Windsor, Leamington adjacent, and Toronto. And I've driven through from Windsor to Buffalo. So I've gone through
like Hamilton and
Brantford, and you head towards London to make a right or whatever. So
yep,
but that's all I've done. I would love to see Banff. All things
Canadian Rockies are insane.
It looks beautiful. And the other place I absolutely want to see is Vancouver.
Yeah. Yeah, Vancouver's nice. I've only been through Vancouver.
I'd love to see Quebec.
Yeah, Quebec is really rural and out there, I'll tell you that.
Check out Montreal, Quebec City. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go back to Toronto. There's a lot I'd like to see because what I've seen feels like it's stuck in 1977, which is basically Windsor. And there's nothing wrong with it. I enjoy going to Windsor, but it really has not been modernized at all. And none of those towns, the towns I've been through, it's all the same thing. And they're quaint and they have character in it, and it's great. But I want to see something, you know, more industrious, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So for me, that's not it. For me, it is Banff. I would love to go to Banff. But the other one, Whistler. Dude, I want to go ski Whistler in the worst way.
Where is Whistler?
Whistler's in Vancouver or in British Columbia as well. It's I had a few hours drive out of Vancouver. And it's where the skiing was in the Olympics. It was at Whistler. But
I think you might be right.
Miramichi. That's where my relative Jack Flanagan is a goalkeeper for Miramichi.
Miramichi's?
Miramichi. Anyway, here's the question. What's the best place in Canada to visit? 248-539-9797. And you know what? It could be as simple as Toronto. Toronto is a fun city to go to. I've been to Toronto several times just on vacation. Love Toronto. It is so big. The footprint size of the greater Toronto area is mind-blowing. Montreal is a fun town. Montreal has a very European feel. And I could spend a day around Olympic Stadium trying to figure that place out and what the hell they were thinking. Because that's another massive footprint place.
The other, I mean, along the...
I'm not sure Miramichi is a great place to visit.
No?
No.
Right along Lake, I guess, would be Huron.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, what's the Blue Mountain or something like that?
Blue Mountain is a ski resort. Collingwood, yes. Been there a couple times. It's pretty damn good. It's like a 5-6 hour drive maybe from Metro Detroit. I would say anybody who goes skis Michigan up north, it's a little bit more than that. It's not big mountains, but Blue Mountain is definitely, I think it's probably the best Midwest skiing I've had. I mean, I like Boyne Highlands, Nubs Knob, Boyne Mountain. Those are great, but well, for Midwest skiing, Blue Mountain's a little bit bigger than those.
And I've got friends that have gone out, they do like a annual trip or semi-annual trip to the Pinery.
I don't know.
That's along over by in that area as well.
Mm-hmm. Don't know much about that. 248-539-9797. Anyway, what do you think is the best place in Canada to visit? In the meantime, we got open line calls. We'll get to some Tiger stuff coming up. Let's get back to your phone calls. Mark in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? I want to say everybody talking about the Pistons. I like the Malik Beasley too, and you know you just can't get caught up like that. I don't think he did it. Regardless of the outcome, he messed it. You bring it on yourself. So, I don't think Caris LeVert and Malik Monk is that bad of a replacement. I mean, Malik Monk is an upgrade to me. In 2021, he shot 40% from three. I think it's an upgrade from Beasley in a way.
Well, look, let's start with the Beasley thing is depressing. It is, you know, like you said, you can't get caught up on it. I hope that when it's all said and done, he's innocent of these charges, or this investigation shows nothing. Malik Monk, nothing's happened yet that I've seen. There are rumors out there that Malik Monk could come to Detroit.
There's something to that, because when I checked, the final word hasn't been put out about the deal. I don't know if it's Monk or whoever coming, but it's got to be somebody from the Kings, because the Kings want to unload somebody in, so they can sign. But I want to know this. If they do get Monk, do they have any salary cap left to use to go out and get another shooter? Because I still think they need another shooter.
In the NBA, you always have excessive cap, and you know, it's about which apron do you want to cross, how much tax are you willing to pay. I got to tell you, I just don't think Malik Monk is the shooter that Beasley is.
He's not.
And you think he's an upgrade?
I think it's an upgrade in a way. I mean, Beasley isn't the best defender either. I mean, he shoots threes. I like him, but I think Malik Monk is a better player than Beasley.
Well, Monk is coming off his two best seasons scoring wise, and he's, I think, 27 years old. He's 27, just turned 27 in February. And the last 2 years, he scored 15, and then this past year, 17 points a game. He's an excellent free throw shooter, 85% in his career. And he's a 35% three-point shooter. He shot 35.9 in 2023, then followed up with 35, and last year was dropped down to 32.5. So, and he's taking more three-pointers than he ever has. Is he an upgrade over Beasley from a shooting standpoint? Not based on statistics, what we saw last year with Beasley. Beasley was outstanding last year. But would it be, if this comes to fruition, was it sign a trade with Schroeder? Is that what that would be?
Yeah.
It would be a welcome addition, I think. I don't think anybody's saying, oh, don't do that. I'm not sure if the Pistons have that big man just yet.
Yeah, I'm not against, to be clear, I'm not against bringing in Malik Monk. I just don't, I might take issue with that being an upgrade. But 248-539-9797. We'll get to some Tiger stuff coming up. Also, Canada Day. What's the best place in Canada to visit? It is Carson Anderson on 97.1. Doug Carson, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. The Wings need more than the best player in the league. Goaltending is bad. They need defense and offense. If by off chance McDavid came here, he'd be gone in 2 years and the rest of the team, if the rest of the team doesn't develop. Yes, I would agree with that. It wasn't enough for him to win a Stanley Cup in Edmonton. And yeah, they would have to keep developing their own guys, you hope, and you hope that the goaltending's already made an upgrade. But anyway, that's the McDavid thing is a non-starter. It doesn't make sense. It came up on the morning show, that or tank and go get the number one pick so you can get Gavin McKenna. These are Hail Marys. These aren't real plans. Next one. I hate when people say, who cares how they spend their money? I give them my money when I buy jerseys, hats, gear, tickets to games, outrageous concession prices, and not to mention the tax money used to build their massive stadiums. I give them money to provide a service. That service should be a quality hockey team. Yeah, I mean, I think the people that really were questioning us, probably it's about whether or not they're spending smart money against the cap. You have a budget. You can't go over the budget. You stay within the cap. You don't want them to overpay for a player. I mean, Tarasenko, we celebrated freeing up Tarasenko money yesterday. And then they basically spun that into a free Patrick Kane, Jonathan Berggren, and Albert Johansson because they took the money they saved that it was budgeted to go towards Tarasenko and re-signed all those guys. Bravo. Good move. I care how they spend their money. 248-539-9797. It's also Canada Day. What's the best place in Canada to visit? A lot of feedback coming in on that. Ernie is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Ernie.
Hello there, guys.
What's up?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on Canada. Yeah, I've been to Banff, and I've also been to Whistler, Doug.
Yeah.
All right. And Whistler is awesome. It's just so big. And but if you do go there, don't bring a credit card. Bring two, because it's really expensive. Right?
Not at all surprising, yeah. Right. And also a deterrent.
Why rack yeah, up no, one yeah, credit but, card you know, debt when you can do two?
Right. You know. And the thing about it, I was there a year before the Olympics were there, so that was back, and I believe it was the 90s. Couldn't be wrong. But anyways. Yeah, they already had the downhills already set up, and I was fortunate enough to be able to ski one of those. I'm not a great skier; I'm average, but man, I have a whole new, you know, appreciation for them guys. It was incredible.
I'm not surprised.
But anyways, Banff, real quick, Doug. I mean, Gator, you got to go to Banff. It's beautiful, absolutely incredible. We were there, and we stayed at this place called the Fairmont Springs, which is, if you look it up, it's one of the 10, they say it's one of the 10 most haunted buildings in the world.
Oh, there you go.
It was really cool, though, man. And
Did you see any evidence, Ernie? Did you see any evidence that it was haunted?
You know, it's really funny. So my daughter looked all this stuff up, and there was three things that happened there. I won't get into all of them, but one of them was two people got murdered in a room. It's like on the 18th floor of this thing.
While you were
and,
there?
So she wanted to go past it. So we go up there, and as we're walking past it, you see where, they have the odd number of rooms on one side, evens on the other, and I think it was room 1813 or something. Well, when you go up to that, they have the numbers going, and all of a sudden that room is blocked off, and they just cemented right over it. So you can't even get there. So I took my wife and our friends up there afterwards. My daughter wanted to go, and we were doing all that stuff, and walking past this room, and all of a sudden we hear some knocking we hear some knocking, going on the wall. I'm going, holy shit,
I can't say that, but yeah.
I did want to hear the story of what happened, but.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, well, 248-539-9797.
Spirits getting it on? Some knocking going on in the room?
Sounds crazy because it's colder than hell, but Quebec City in the winter is incredible. That's from John in Lake Orion. I've been to Quebec City a couple of times, never in the winter. It does sound cold as hell, but that is not a deterrent for me. Must-see destination with much historical value is Cheetahs of Windsor, Ontario. Lots of peaks and valleys. That's from Charles in Farmington.
Yeah, I would say, Jason's Executive Lounge. Was the other one, the Million Dollar Saloon, I think was the other one or something like that.
Did you get a lot of business done at the Executive Lounge?
Yeah, sure. The transactions.
Quebec Old Town is unbelievable. Stratford, Ontario is a special visit. My wife's sister lives there, and my wife lived there when she was a child. That's from Elmer and Ann Arbor.
I was there once.
And?
It was interesting. I was there in my freshman year in high school in the drama class that I was in, or the acting class that I was in. They took us all out to a festival they have out there every year, and we got to see a performance of King Lear. It was actually really cool in one of the theaters they have there. And it was a long ride to get out there and a long ride back, but it was good.
Banff National Park is by far the most beautiful place I've ever been. If you like mountains, lakes, and massive rivers, Banff is the place for you. Banff sounds like the place for me.
Where's
that? From an unnamed texter. Banff!
Think.
Yeah. Montreal's cool during the jazz festival. It's not all jazz. A lot of different artists show up. Stumbled upon it once. My wife and I were in Montreal to see the Padres play. Missed Tony Gwynn's 3,000th hit by one day. I believe a jazz festival was going on. It's on the island there, right? And we kind of wandered out there. A lot of food and the Formula One track was there. And Montreal is wild. 248-539-9797. Bridge in Farmington Hills. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bridge.
Hey, guys.
Bridge.
Hey, so how you doing?
Good.
Okay, so I've been a few places in Canada. Toronto many times, you know, Mississauga. And you have the CN Tower and the boat ride on the Thousand Islands. I think, I don't know if you ever took that. That's very interesting. I've been to Quebec. That was a long time ago. And the only thing I remember is that it reminds me a lot of small London if you go into Quebec. But okay. And I don't know if you look at it that way.
What was the best
trip by far?
Yeah, best?
Was the Whistler in the summertime.
Yeah.
This was an all-expense-paid trip. And we flew into Vancouver. And from there, they flew us by helicopter to Whistler. And then 5 days over there, you know, doing all kinds of things, tours, everything paid for. And on the back, way back, we came by bus to halfway down. And we had lunch there and a lumberjack show that they put up for us. And then the rest of it was by train, came down to Vancouver. The final banquet, when they took us from the hotel to the banquet hall at classic cars. We took them by classic cars, two couples to a car, and there were about 50 cars, you know, so that was fun. The whole experience was very good, but Whistler is a beautiful place in the summertime.
It's near the top of my list for sure. 248-539-9797. Let's continue with your open line calls. Tony in Madison Heights, you're next. Hi, Tony.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up?
Every time at this time of the year when we talk about free agents, I never hear anything about possibly exempting the Michigan State income tax from income. They did that to the movie industry a few years ago, and I don't know why they discontinued it, but it seemed like a good idea, and they've done, you know, they've given out credits before, so why couldn't we to encourage players to sign in Detroit or be more competitive to everyone else, just say, here's an exemption for professional sports players.
How do you think that would fly with the general public in the state where, hey, athletes, you guys get a break?
Because it's non-competitive. If Florida keeps getting all these players, And one of the main reasons is income taxes. How do you compete?
Well, I mean, this is something that's been going on forever. And now it's, I don't know why now it's being brought up as the main reason. I think the main reason those guys came back to Florida is because they won back-to-back Stanley Cups.
Yeah, but they could take what looks like,
of course, their money aspect has always been there.
And it sucks. I mean, I don't know that the leagues need to look into this to unfair.
See, that's what has to happen.
A league could say, okay, you might not be paying a tax to sign there, but
you can,
for competitive balance, we're going to tax you.
Well, or how about this? The what you could do is alter their salary cap.
To make it
compliant with what everybody else has to deal with, because it's a disadvantage for the rest of the league. It's not like this happened yesterday.
This has been going on for a while.
When Ndamukong Suh signed with Miami, one of the reasons he did was because the money he got from the Dolphins extended way further than what the Lions were
offering. And I've thought about this too quite a bit, about somehow, some way, having real money, like what you're spending and what we're spending, or what we have to offer and what you have to offer, are the same thing. It's just, you just don't get taxed in Florida. You're right. It would be changing their cap would be the thing to do.
You get taxed with federal taxes, but the state taxes are different.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, just a reminder, we're part of something cool here at 97.1 The Ticket that you can take advantage of. We're partnering with Detroit PAL to bring you the first through eighth grade middle school combine at the Corner Ballpark coming up on July 16th. 97.1 The Ticket, excited to give young athletes in the community a space to showcase their talent, develop new skill, and receive top-tier coaching. Registration is open to all boys and girls, first through eighth grade. You can register for free at Detroit.org, DetroitPal.org/events, or go to 971theticket.com. Students will have the opportunity to participate in 40-yard dash, vertical jump, broad jump, and push-ups. This is the old Tiger Stadium field. It's now surrounded by condos, and the Police Athletic League headquarters are there. But it's the actual field, home plates there, the bases, the flagpole out in center field. So it's skill development and all kinds of stuff, and it's free. So get your kid running around on the old Tiger Stadium field. Cool event. DetroitPal.org/events or 971theticket.com. Places to register for this free event, first through eighth grade. 248-539-9797. We mentioned we get some Tiger stuff. So they're back at it. And Washing tonight, Jack Flaherty going. We took some Flaherty calls yesterday about how he is a key guy for this team moving forward. Tigers went through a bit of a rough stretch. They've had their third three-game losing streak of the year. And that was the game against Pittsburgh and the two games against the Rays when they did that doubleheader late night thing. And then the early start, the late night arrival, then the early start the next day. They bounced back from that. Now, the previous two game winning streaks, they won seven of the next eight. This team has merely won five of the next seven, but they're back on the winning track. And the lead is still 11.5 games, Scott. Very comfortable place to be.
It's a really comfortable place to be. I really like what this team is doing. I like how they're getting healthier. Hopefully by the day, we'll see if Reese Olson is called up to make the start tomorrow. Looks like Alex Lang could be joining the bullpen real soon.
Let's go.
Those are two big additions to this team. And it's great to see the guys. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Just guys that get their opportunity and run with it. You know, Wenzel Perez is running with his opportunity. Don't know. Maybe we'll hear something today about Kerry Carpenter and how that hamstring's doing. But, you know, if Kerry Carpenter has to sit for any amount of time, it's okay because Wenzel Perez has done a great job. Jamai Jones has done a great job. You know, you talk about the pitcher they brought up last week, Dietrich Enns. Who? That's right, the 34-year-old youngster who went to Central Michigan, but had a heck of a game last week. Threw five innings, a shutout innings with what, one hit baseball? He was great. And had pitched well in Triple A. So did they find another diamond in the rough here and getting lucky with it again? At some point you stop saying it's luck, and it's just it's a way of going about business and finding what's best for the team. And they've done an amazing job with that. And we're getting more, you know, Matt Vierling's back with his team now as well and getting more regular reps. I don't see this team slowing down.
No. No, I don't either. There is some breaking news with the Tigers at this hour. They are placing outfielder Kerry Carpenter on the 10-day injured list.
I like it.
Infielder Trey Sweeney is being recalled from Triple A Toledo. Excuse me?
Well, here's why. Because, I'm assuming that Kerry Carpenter said the other day, he says he feels it shouldn't be long. This is like something he did before. And what I suggested yesterday, I said, hey, why don't they just go ahead if they determine it's something, he could come back from this in like 5 days or so. Don't worry about it. Put him on the 10-day IL and let him stay there until after the All-Star break. Let him get completely healed up because of the aforementioned Wenzel Perez and Jamai Jones, and now they're going to bring back up Trey Sweeney just as added insurance there. I'm assuming this means that it's not serious, but it
might 10 just, days like, implies it's not serious.
Yeah, so... Okay, sounds good. Give him his time off. Let him rest up and be back for the second half stretch. I mean, we're tackling in the second half, but the post All-Star game stretch.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Nick in Livonia. You're next here on 97.1. Hello, Nick.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're good, Nick.
Hey, listen, I wanted to give a couple 2 cents here. First of all, the Pow League is a fantastic organization, and wish my son would have gone to a combine in middle school and had that opportunity. So for anybody listening, get your kids out there. Secondly, the Tigers are not slowing down. I agree with that. And then last of all, Hope, British Columbia, guys. Hope, British Columbia. Let me tell you, it's the most beautiful place that you can go to in Canada. Waterfalls in every corner, green, lakes, rivers, everything you can possibly imagine. It's actually where they filmed First Blood. They got a statue now of John Rambo there. So fantastic place to go, and I'll leave it back to you guys.
Okay, so we're talking about that because it's Canada Day, and we're at just saying, what's the best place in Canada to visit? And I'm just looking up this Hope, British Columbia. I actually saw First Blood years ago.
Look at you.
Yeah. So I feel like I now have a connection to Hope.
Well, I definitely
You liked that movie, didn't you?
The first, I think it's great, actually. Right. I think that first Rambo movie is amazing.
You didn't show the requisite enthusiasm when it came up.
I'm trying to contain myself because I've seen the movie probably 60 times.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, Gator, you should be more fired up. You should more want to go to Hope.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. 248-539-9797 from an unnamed texter.
Hell, he calls home. Eat food to make a Billy go puke. To kill, period.
So I saw it when it came out, so none of this is really resonating with me. Are you quoting from the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I could go on, but I won't, because clearly it's nothing that you want to hear.
No, I was about to say, it's not me. I'm worried about the audience that doesn't want to hear lines from a movie that's 40 years old. The best place to visit in Canada is Toronto, especially for their garage sales, theater scene, visual art, choir, and their street hot dogs.
Well, how about the street hot dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. What's a Toronto dog like?
No idea.
I'm going to have to look this up.
That's
what we do.
Last Thursday, I visited Pinery Provincial Park. Awesome place on the shores of Lake Huron. It made me want to visit Ontario's many other provincial parks. From Sam on Auburn Road, if you're going into the great outdoors, Newfoundland is awesome. If you're a city person, check out Quebec City. Lots to do, walkable and very European. Newfoundland is fascinating because it is remote. And I got talking to my relatives about Newfoundland. They're all up there and they're like, yeah, it's.
Well, there's a difference because St. John, New Brunswick, St. John's, Newfoundland. Is that correct?
Yes. There's a St. John and there's a St. John's.
Those are two different.
Yes.
Would expect nothing else from a country that has the Rough Riders and the Rough Riders.
Yes. Well, not any longer.
No.
But yes, they did have the Rough Riders and the Rough Riders. And I had, and now they're the Red Blacks in Ottawa, which is a great name. Red Blacks. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Best place to visit in Canada is Niagara on the Lake. Beautiful and multiple wineries, plus the Wayne Gretzky Estate is gorgeous. Hands down, Vancouver, British Columbia. Biking around Stanley Park, kayaking and watching the bald eagles fish on English Bay, eating and shopping the fish market on Granville Island. All right, well, 248-539-9797. Paying homage to our friends in Canada on this Canada Day, what is the best place to visit? By the way, did you see who played in the Rocket Classic? Do you remember James Pyatt?
Yeah, Michigan State.
Yeah.
Golfer.
Who won the U.S. Amateur at, well, it was Oakmont, wasn't it? Didn't he win at Oakmont like 4 years ago?
I forget where he won it, but yeah, I know that he made the cut at the Rocket Classic.
Yes. So he actually, after winning the U.S. Amateur, got lured to and jumped to LIV.
Mm-hmm. The LIV Tour, yes.
Yes. And I guess he struggled. His two-year deal expired. He actually got like relegated or sent down. I don't know what happens in LIV. I don't know what that's about. But if you went to LIV, you have to sit out a year before you came back. And he's currently doing that. But I guess the Rocket Classic gave him a sponsor's exemption.
Yeah, because he's local.
And so he got to play in it. He made the cut. And it looks like he made nearly $20,000. And now he's off to the Asian tour, and he's going to try and get back into the PGA tour.
Well, good luck to him.
I agree. I remember that story when he won the U.S. Amateur. You know, local guy. People were excited about him. I think he's a Detroit CC kid. Am I wrong on that?
That I don't know. No, he's Michigan State.
I know he's Michigan State, yeah. But so to see him playing again at a PGA tour event was cool. So, you know, I know a lot of people rooting for him. Yes, he was at CC, Farmington Hills native, went to CC and then Michigan State. So he was back, and I just, you know, gave an update, saw a story on him following the Rocket Classic, and he made the cut, and good for him, and we wish him luck trying to get back on the PGA Tour. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Free agency in the NHL starts at noon. If there's anything big that goes down with the Red Wings, of course we'll pass it along. Although yesterday, the day before, and over the weekend, it felt like a lot of free agents re-signed with their old teams, which is unfortunate, but the Wings could still be a player. Look at, I mean, you think about last year's team, we kind of joked about they have like a 1.5 good lines, so maybe a depth guy can help them quite a bit, and it does feel like trade is perhaps more likely to impact this team. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Talking about a variety of things. Gang, breaking news at this hour. Kerry Carpenter, the 10-day injured list. Trey Sweeney, that was a short trip to Toledo. He is back. Carpenter just trying to rest up a hamstring, but as Gator pointed out, this leads right into the All-Star break. So he'll get roughly 2 weeks to get himself better.
Yeah, just give him some time off. Let it heal up as much as possible. Go in for your rehab and all that.
Yep. And okay, cool. You know, that's it's kind of just been this lingering thing with him, although he's been producing. he started to get hot again, but I don't know if Sweeney got corrected in the 48 hours he was in Toledo or whatever. I guess he went down Friday and today's Tuesday, so it was more than 48 hours.
It was,
72
right.
hours.
He actually had a few games in there, but yeah.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Also, it's Canada Day. What is the best place to visit in Canada? We've been talking Red Wings, Pistons, free agency as well. So noon is the official start time for NHL free agency.
I did find it interesting, though, that it's Trey Sweeney who's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bunch of options. I mean, the team is so versatile as it is that they need to bring a shortstop up. I mean, they could have brought anybody up.
Did you follow what he did in Toledo in the two or three games he played?
I did. I think he went 0-for in the first game, and then
bring him back.
Then he had a multi-hit game in one of the ones over the weekend. But it's just curious that you've got. I mean, you're losing an outfielder, and you're going to bring back a shortstop. You had the opportunity to bring back Badu if you wanted to, or Justin Henry Molloy if you wanted to. Maybe you wanted to give a shot to a different infielder like Hau-Yu Lee.
Banez.
Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of options they could have done. They went back to the shortstop. So, interesting.
Yeah. I guess it's not necessarily what I would have expected. 13 at-bats, 3 hits. Does that sound like what he did in Toledo?
It would sound about right because I think he went the first game. I thought he was 0-for-4.
No, I'm sorry. He only played 2 games.
Okay.
And he went 1-for-5.
So it was 1-for-1 maybe in the second game.
Yeah. Well, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Tom in Redford. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Tom.
Hey, gentlemen. About 50 years ago, great trip, little town called Tobermory on the Georgian Bay. And it was the lake or bay is like crystal clear. And one of the unique things about this place was the beginning of the Cabot Trail. It's a hiking trail that goes from there all the way to the state of New York.
Wow. And
we did about 6-7 miles of it. We were just out of high school, so it was about 50 years ago. And, boy, what a story. If you guys had about 15 minutes, could I tell you a wild one? But, yeah, it's a great place to go. Go across the Blue Water Bridge, head around, like, north, northeast for maybe a couple hours, and you're there.
So a bunch of high school kids drive out to this peninsula in Ontario. What attracted you to Tobermory?
You know what? I don't have a clue. One of my buddies came up with it, and none of us had ever backpacked before. And we just, all athletes, young and strong. We figured, let's do it. But what a treat. Yeah. You know, you'd walk high above like on these rocks and ledges, and you could see the bottom of the lake as you're looking down in. It was awesome.
Oh, cool.
So it's on the same, it looks like it's a similar parallel to like Petoskey, Charlevoix, Harbor Springs area.
I believe you.
You know, I'm just looking at the map. I've always been curious about that part of Canada.
Ontario?
Yeah, well,
like non-Toronto Ontario.
Right, not Windsor. Yeah. It looks cool. I mean, this whole lake, the Georgian Bay, I mean, that's not part of Lake Huron necessarily, is it? It's its own little water entity. Even though it flows right into it.
I think I don't know what technically is or it isn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cool though. There's a whole there's geography is fun, man. When you take a look at it, the way that the UP and the state of Michigan, how it extends, it's connected to Canada and that extends further east and south.
Yeah.
With the island up there and then the peninsula he's talking about, that whole area just seems cool. There's so much frontage, lake frontage.
Oh, yeah.
And we love our lakes.
So I'm trying to think of where I got sent. When I was working at Channel 25 in Flint, in a previous job, the Flint Generals were playing a playoff game. I believe it was against Brantford.
Mm-hmm.
And I got sent to get highlights, but I had to get them back by the 11 o'clock news. So my job that day, I was given a news car. I drove to Brantford.
Wow. It's Gretzky's hometown.
I did about 15 minutes of the first period. And then I had to get back in the news car and drive back to make it by the 11 o'clock news. That was before we had a live truck. Once we had a live truck, you could drive into the range and just poke up the mast and send the highlights back that way.
Mm-hmm.
Save a bunch of time. But I think it was Brantford. It might have been Chatham. I have to go back and look and see who the Generals played. That's easy to find on the internet.
Sure, it's easy. But Brantford, that's Gretzky's hometown, right?
I don't know. Is that Gretzky's near Hamilton, isn't he? It is Brantford. I didn't go to Brantford. It must have been Chatham. It wasn't that far. It must have been Chatham. They must have been playing Chatham.
Great story.
That I just butchered. Complete and total waste of time. Why don't I have you recite movie lines from 40 years
exactly.
ago?
Let's do better.
Glennie is next. Hi, Glennie.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Go ahead.
Hey, it's Clemmy.
Oh, Clemmy. All right.
Even better.
Yeah. Hey, two things I want to say. First of all, thanks for taking time to recognize our country. We think the world of both of you, and it's always a really good friendship and neighborhood. And I got like two areas I think you'd always enjoyed. I had to go up and do a training session all the way up in Kingston, and it is just Gananoque area is awesome. And then my hometown of Amherstburg, which is just downriver, right across from Babalo Island, really good area too to enjoy.
Kingston, is that up near Ottawa?
Yes, it's before Ottawa. You get outside of Toronto, and then you got Belleville, and then you're into Kingston, Gananoque area. And up that way, when I was driving truck a long time ago, great area. And then we got the island where Don Cherry has a place out that way, and you would really enjoy it.
All right.
And there's a real good 407 to get around Toronto, so you got to pay a toll, but you can get there a lot quicker. But when you get up that way, and then right across is New York. You can go over the bridge, and then next thing you know, you can be right there for the 1980 Olympics.
Like Placid. Yeah. Hey, thank you for the phone call. Just asking, on this Canada Day, what is the best place to visit in Canada? 248-539-9797. By the way, did you see the news about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I did not.
Usually we won't break Buccaneer news on this program.
Not typically.
No. But it has been leaked that according to multiple sources, the Buccaneers are set to unveil a white road version of their creamsicle throwback uniforms on July 15th as part of their 50-year celebration. They're bringing back the white creamsicles.
Interesting.
With Bruce the Buccaneer on the helmet. They switched from a creamsicle orange and white.
It was Bruce orange jerseys with the white pants,
yep.
Right?
Yep. And now they've got the pewter and red.
Yeah. Which is actually a really cool, I mean,
it's not a bad uniform.
No, it was a cool scheme that they switched to back in the day.
Yeah.
But I always did like the creamsicles.
Yes. And so they're bringing back those creamsicle uniforms.
But the road ones with the white jerseys, so it's white jerseys and orange pants.
I don't know. I think they're doing all whites. I think it said all white in the story.
Very clean.
Yeah, unveil a white road version. I mean, it just says white road version. But those uniforms are, I don't know if they're looked at. They didn't win a ton of games in them.
I know they're notorious for losing a ton of games in them.
Yep.
They lost, I think the first year in the league, they were 0-14.
Yeah, they struggled a little bit. But great look.
Made a poor decision on who they drafted first overall. But yeah.
Who did they take first overall?
I believe Ricky Bell, the running back.
Oh, yeah.
From USC at the time.
I
forget if they passed on Tony Dorsett that year.
I don't know. But yeah, Ricky Bell was dominant at USC. But anyway, so interesting news in the NFL. Speaking of which, we've got some Lions stuff to pass along. Let's talk about the TJ Watt thing next. Look, it circulated yesterday because Adam Schefter sent out a tweet saying the teams are coming at Pittsburgh, quote, outside team interest is likely to increase given Monday's trade. TJ Watt, if he is available, and I suspect he isn't, okay? Yeah, he's going to the final year of his contract. He's not happy. This is a very familiar song and dance with edge rushers. It's exactly what's going on with Trey Hendrickson, right?
Yes.
This came out near the end of our show, and we're like, all right, well, we have to talk about it because people want an edge rusher. They want another edge rusher opposite of Hutch. Tim Twentyman came out with a stat. I'm going to give you the stat. A story he wrote on DetroitLions.com the other day. Are you ready?
I am ready.
When offenses took a sack on a drive last season, they ended up scoring a touchdown or field goal on just 26.2% of those drives. That percentage for scoring a touchdown was just 8.2. So if you took a sack on a drive, You scored touchdowns on 8.2 of those drives.
Percent.
8.2% of those drives, yeah.
Okay.
So while the Lions were like one of the best teams in the league in hurries, in spite of all their injuries, they were down the list in sacks.
Yes.
Would T.J. Watt make sense? Of course he'd make sense. Is there truly any path to getting him is the debate. And some insiders have done some reporting on that. We'll get to it at 12:02 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.